So I want to start this morning by defining joy. Joy comes from the Greek word chara, and that is the response we have to undeserved favor. It's a feeling of inner gladness, delight, or rejoicing. Joy is a gift to us from God, and I think we all know that. So the importance of joy is shown to us a lot in the Bible, and specifically in the New Testament. In Romans 14, verse 17, Paul says, "The kingdom of God is not a matter of eating and drinking, but of righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit." This verse, it's showing us that the kingdom of God, this is heaven, heaven is a matter of joy. It's a matter of righteousness, peace, and joy. 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 6 through 9, Paul says in this verse, "In this you rejoice, though now for a little while, if necessary, you have been grieved by various trials, so that the tested genuineness of your faith, more precious than gold that perishes through, though it is tested by fire, may be found to result in praise and glory and honor at the revelation of Jesus Christ. Though you have not seen him, you love him. Though you do not now see him, you believe in him and rejoice with joy that is inexpressible and filled with glory, obtaining the outcome of your faith and the salvation of your souls." These verses talk about verses 6 and 7. In these verses, it talks about our faith being tested. It talks about how we go through various trials to test the genuineness of our faith, like how real it is. But when we get to verses 8 and 9, it shows that when we believe and rejoice with joy, we can believe and rejoice with joy because of our faith, we obtain salvation. And we can all rejoice with in knowing that. So turn to me to Hebrews chapter 10. Verses 32 through 34. This verse says, "But recall the former days when, after you were enlightened, you endured a hard struggle with sufferings, sometimes being publicly exposed to reproach and affliction, sometimes being partners with those so treated. For you had compassion on those in prison, and you joyfully accepted the plundering of your property, since you knew that you yourselves had a better possession and an abiding one." Verses 32 and 33 once again show that we go through struggles. These verses are talking about persecution. It shows that even though we're persecuted, we can still find joy. In fact, the persecution is what we have joy in. We have joy in being persecuted for our faith, because this, once again, shows the genuineness of our faith. Turn to John 15, verses 10 and 11. This verse says, "If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things I have spoken to you, that my joy may be in you, and that your joy may be full." When we keep Jesus' commandments, we'll be abiding in his love. When we are in his love, his joy is in us, and our joy is full. So, if we're trying to be more joyful, if we're trying to have full joy in our lives, that requires keeping Jesus' commandments. This verse says that when we keep his commandments, Jesus' joy, his joy of being in his Father's love, Jesus' joy is in us. And that combined with our joy is full. John 16, verse 24 says, until now you have asked nothing in my name. Ask and you will receive, that your joy may be full. From this verse, we see that we can rejoice when we receive blessings from God. And I think we've all received countless blessings from God. In prayer, we can ask Jesus for blessings. We can ask for spiritual help. We can ask for spiritual help for one of our friends or our brothers in Christ. And we can ask for blessings of the world, like financial support. God, even though it's money, and everybody knows that the love of money is the root of all evil, even though it's money, it's necessary, and God will provide our money, and He will provide all else that we need. So when we do receive these blessings, we can see that. And we can rejoice, and we can be happy, and we can share our happiness and our joy with those around us. Also, when we repent, we can also have joy in that. Turn to Luke 13, verse 3. This verse just basically says, unless you repent, you will perish. In seeing this, we see that when we repent, we won't perish. So we can be joyful when we repent because we know that we're not going to perish. And, this verse, it says, just so I tell you, there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous persons who need no repentance. So 99 righteous people, these people are like, perfectly in God's commandments. They've kept the commandments. But one sinner who repents, just one sinner, he turns to God, and there's more joy in heaven over that one sinner than there is over all those 99 people who have kept the commandments. When we repent, we know that we can be joyful, and others will be joyful over us. So I hope that I've shown you guys the importance of joy, and I hope you think about repenting and the joy it can bring to your life. I think every one of us who have been baptized could tell you that when we were baptized, it was the most joyful occasion in our lives. And it's an amazing feeling to have the comfort of God in you, that He won't let you perish because you've repented.